Hi, it's Dave. This is live, and today is the day that Tesla has joined the S&P 500, or it's been announced. The S&P 500 has announced that Tesla is joining the S&P 500 about December 21st. So I just want to take this moment and share this momentous occasion with you guys. And for a second, I just want to take a look at some of the comments and enjoy this huge milestone for Tesla. It's been a long time coming that Tesla has been waiting for this moment or for this day. And yeah, I just want to join in the celebration with you guys. I'll just post some different comments from people. It's happening, right? Yay. Yasu, you know, finally, Carolyn, I'm so happy to hear. I mean, we've got hundreds of people already, right, in the live chat. So, I wanted to just first share this moment together with you guys because it's like a historic moment. And I want to reflect a bit into what this moment really means. And I want to give you guys permission to be happy about this moment. This is a great, awesome moment to be in right now. I just found out recently, and I was actually doing an interview, and I found out after the interview, I'm like, whoa, you know, Tesla is joining S&P 500. It was out of the blue. And I want to just take a step back and look at the history of Tesla for a second, and let's appreciate it together, what this means for Tesla. Like, Tesla has never had it easy. You know, like, think about it. Electric cars were just like this forgotten, you know, despised type of thing by the mainstream. And for Tesla to start as a car company and then to come up with the Roadster, they had to hand build like each of the Roadster cars. And it was such a tenuous time for Tesla. And these cars like costed more to make than they were selling, right, initially. And it was stressful. And there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of chances for Tesla to go down. And I'm sure like every few months, there was another crisis in Tesla's history. And somehow they did the impossible. They made it to 2012 and the Model S. And this hugely anticipated car that was going to blow away people, but they're having problems ramping the car. And they're having problems, you know, delivering as many cars as they're saying. And you have all of this media, and you have all of this FUD, and you have the whole stock market. I would say the whole stock market, but a lot of the stock market betting against Tesla. And then you have this long journey to the Model 3, right? And the Model 3 was a car company that most people didn't even think was going to happen, right? Think about that. Tesla announces, right, this $35,000 just amazing car, long range, a sports car. And there are people who believe in it, right? Who are lining up in lines outside of stores to order this car. But the majority of people and the majority of media, majority of Wall Street, they look at this and they're like, Tesla is crazy, right? Tesla and Elon Musk and everyone who supports that mission is just insane because there's no way that Tesla is going to deliver a Model 3 car. And then you have all these people, they're betting against Tesla, right? And it's like, I understand, like, fine, you know, we have a financial market system, you know, it's actually a marvelous system that does an amazing job finding, you know, the balance between supply and demand, right? People are able to sell their companies, their stock in a company, and to buy stock in a company, and it works very well. And so I'm not against the actual, like, you know, thing that people can bet against a company, people can short a company or buy puts on a company. Like, that's all fine. Like, I understand that. But like on another level, on a more profound level, you have people who are betting against a company that has perhaps one of the best chances of making one of the most impactful differences in the world, especially with climate and the environment and quality of life with like air pollution, etc. And here's a company that has thousands of people, right? And eventually tens of thousands of people. And these are livelihoods and families who are just betting, right? So much on the possibility that Tesla can have a chance to make a difference in this world, right? They can have a chance to move the needle in transitioning the world to sustainable energy. And in a way, they need all of the help that they can get. They need all of the rooting and all of the encouragement from the world. And it's a company that all of the nations of the world should be thankful for, in a sense. And they should have been rooting Tesla on, and the market and investors should have been rooting on this company. Because in a sense, like, Tesla represents more than just TSLA, like a stock. Tesla represents hope in the future. Tesla represents, in a way, a way where the world can pivot away from its current path of polluting the world, of putting climate and the world in danger, and all of the consequences that result in that. But Tesla represents hope that the world can, as they're going along this path to, you know, possibly destroying itself, Tesla represents hope that the world can pivot and correct its mistakes and clean up, right, its energy usage and clean up the environment and provide a better future for our children and their children. And with that hope and all of that intention, right, you have so many people and so many billions of dollars that have been rooting against Tesla, been betting against Tesla. Like, that's the history of this company, in a sense. And it's not just that, but then you have media who comes along and joins together. And I'm not going to demonize media, because my view of media is actually more complex than a lot of the stuff going around. But in a way, you have certain people in media joining along with kind of this effort and movement and campaign to discredit Tesla and to cast doubt and to turn public opinion against Tesla, right? And against Elon and his team. And it's like, I understand, you know, fine, you know, journalists are just trying to be journalists and, you know, get the story out, etc. But like, you're talking about perhaps one of the most important companies, right, in our generation. A company that's trying to change the trajectory of humanity, right? And a founder that's risking, right, all of his financial assets and more to do that. And many people in the company who are risking a lot to make that happen. And yet you have people in media who have joined forces with certain people with big money to cast a campaign against Tesla to try to discredit and turn the popular opinion against Tesla. And it's not just that, it's they try to do it in Tesla's moment of need, right? In Tesla's break it or make it moment, right? In 2018, Tesla is ramping their Model 3. And sure, they didn't meet necessarily all of their timelines, and they had more difficulty in ramping than they had expected. But regardless of that, it's like in Tesla's moment where they're trying to switch over from burning cash to becoming cash flow positive and from turning around their business, of actually becoming a real mass market car company and establishing like economies of scale and finally breaking out, having, you know, breaking out of, right, the gravity of basically the doom of most car startups, right? And at that moment, you have the shorts and you have the FUD and you have certain parts of the media doubling down against their discrediting campaign of Tesla and hurling accusations and just lots of stuff against the company and its founder. And even despite that, and despite everything that was going against Tesla and the odds of, you know, failure, right, facing Tesla in their face, yet Tesla manages to break through. Tesla manages to ramp the Model 3. And Tesla, I mean, the Model 3, in my opinion, they've hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, the Tesla Model 3 is like the ultimate breakthrough product, in my opinion. In some ways, like, you know, it's like a generational product in the sense that that Model 3 represents so much more than what people, like, they don't comprehend or they don't understand at this time. The Model 3 wasn't just a car. The Model 3 was Tesla's make it or break it moment. It was the moment that determined whether or not Tesla had a chance of really altering and changing the trajectory of humankind and making a huge impact in the world and the environment and energy. And despite everything, right, Tesla's facing at that moment, Tesla and its employees and its management, they dig deep down and they find, right, the ingenuity of man. They discover, right, the passion, the grit, the perseverance. And they dig deep down and find that. And they, beyond all odds, they find a way to make it to the other side. And Tesla successfully ramps the Model 3. It's a miracle moment in the history of the world, in history of companies, and I believe in the history of our climate as well. And this is the story of Tesla, right? Tesla is breaking through every misconception, right? Breaking through discrimination, breaking through, right, FUD and attacks and accusations, and yet finding a way to make it happen. While the rest of the world and the majority of the world might not have the grit and the priority to do what it takes to save the environment, to transition the world to sustainable energy, Elon and his team and his employees, but also investors and all Tesla shareholders have gone along and become co-owners of this company. They have found a way, we have all found a way, right, as a company to do what, you know, historically, like the odds are completely against us. And today, that's what today is all about. That's what the S&P 500 inclusion is all about. Now, some people might say, come on, like S&P 500, who cares, right? It's not that important. And in some ways, like, yeah, fine, you know, for the stock price, like, you know, who cares? Like right now, what, we're at $464 or so, right? It's gone up 13%. I think in some ways, that's the wrong way to look at it, to say, hey, the S&P 500 is all about like the stock appreciation. It's all about, you know, the bump that we're going to see in the stock price. To me, that's minimizing. It's discrediting. It's not appreciating what the S&P 500 inclusion is all about. In my opinion, the S&P 500 inclusion, it is significant. It's an important milestone that I think all Tesla fans, all Tesla shareholders, all Tesla employees, especially if you're a Tesla employee, I give you a shout out, you know, like this is a moment in time where we can celebrate and we could say, hey, this is a moment in time when the underdog comes out and actually, you know, wins. And maybe Tesla hasn't won the final chapter, right? But this is a story where a person, a baseball, you know, athlete who's been discounted, gets up to the plate, hits a home run, the winning shot, right? When no one thought like that was even possible. And today is that day, is a day, right? And it's a milestone. I liken it to like Tesla is crossing a bridge, it's crossing a milestone. There will be many milestones and many bridges in the future for Tesla to cross. This isn't the only thing. And it doesn't mean because Tesla's joined some, you know, S&P 500 index, whatever that might be, that Tesla has made it and their future is completely secure. No, what it means is that Tesla has finally, in a sense, the establishment has accepted and has given in. The establishment, in a sense, has given up their opposition of fighting Tesla as becoming one of the most valuable companies and most important companies in the world. Like, think about it. Tesla is like $400 billion market cap. It's going to be more with this whole after-hour market action. But Tesla, as being one of the most valuable companies in the world, now has the ability to raise money. They have the ability to borrow money. They have the ability to finance their growth, right? They have growing brand, growing trust. They're scaling their factories. They're scaling their operations. All of this is giving Tesla more opportunity and more chance to do better in the future, to grow as a company. And I think what today signifies is the establishment recognizing and finally giving in to the inevitable. That Tesla, the scrappy startup company that no one cared about, that media and shorts just discounted and attacked and accused, finally has become one of the most valuable companies, one of the most important companies in the world. They're shaking, right, the whole industry. They're becoming, in a way, a model of what a company can be, not just to make profit, but to actually make a difference in the world. And on top of all this, the Tesla story is just getting started, right? We're still in the early innings of what Tesla is and what Tesla can be. Tesla hasn't even reached a 1 million right car per year run rate, right? It's still early on in Tesla's story. And I just want to take, you know, this time out with you guys and just savor the moment a bit. You know, we have a long way ahead to go. You know, this story of Tesla, the story to transition the world to sustainable energy, is still playing out. It's still in the early innings. But today is a great day to celebrate. It's a great day to for all Tesla owners, especially those who are long-term, who are thinking, hey, I'm a co-owner of this historic company. You know, just take a step back and appreciate, like, the community that we have. Appreciate, you know, that we have other people. And look at this live chat. We have, like, just hundreds of people who are just chiming in, celebrating together. Yeah, that, in a sense, like, what's another interesting point is that sometimes we think that in order for change to happen, it needs to happen with the majority. Like 90% of the people in the world need to think climate change is a big problem, and we need to have, like, you know, half of the companies in the world, you know, make all these changes and make it a priority. But the Tesla story is different. It's Elon and his team and the employees coming alongside a vision, and a vision that says, you know, we might not have, or it might not be possible for us to get the buy-in and majority, especially in the beginning. And we don't have the finances and the, you know, resources to do so. But could it be possible for a vision? You know, could it be possible for people with a radical vision and extreme dedication and a reliance on innovation and ingenuity and creativity? Could it be possible that you take a small group of people and think about it, even 1,000 or 10,000 people or 50,000 people in the bigger scope of the world's population is very small. You take a group of people, very small, less than 1%, less than 0.1%, 0.001% of the population, but give them a vision and give them the path to execute, right? Give them a way to make it happen. And could it be possible that that group of people profoundly changes the entire course of the history of the world? And that's what, you know, today is all about. It's about the recognizing of that achievement. It's about the recognizing that, hey, yeah, this Tesla story is more than meets the eye. And I just want to share kind of those thoughts with you guys and celebrate this amazing day with you guys. And so, yeah, I just want to go to some of the comments. Here's MJ, one small step for Elon, one giant leap for mankind. Yeah, D. Charles, man, your speech wants to make me cry. No, seriously, people don't understand what's going on in general. You know, I mean, think about the mission of Tesla. Think about what's happening with each car that's being sold. It's not just the car, it's the brand, it's the trust, it's a movement. It's lots of things are happening and changing. And what Tesla is doing is mind-boggling. Jason Oaks, you know, the live chat is moving so fast, I can't even, like, click the button to select the comment. Jason Oaks, we did it. Yeah, definitely. Zane Umar says shorts are panicking. Yeah, I really don't care about the shorts per se. Guys, this is just like this video as celebration. Yeah, like the video. If you like the video, it'll help spread the word a bit and get more people to watch. But I think, yeah, it's been an awesome day. What I want to do is I'll just take a few minutes and go through, like, some of the tweets from the Tesla community that I just noticed and kind of just comment on them. I'm thinking it might be an interesting kind of gesture to expand kind of, you know, what we're looking for or looking at together. So Troy Teslike on Twitter says, congrats to Tesla for S&P 500 inclusion. This was on my list below. The next big item is full self-driving wide release. So yeah, this was a huge milestone. And it was kind of unexpected. You know, a lot of people thought that, you know, S&P 500 had given up. It would be like forever. And yeah, it blew me away. Ross Gerber says, what a week for Elon. Launches four people into space, gets added to the S&P 500 and gets COVID. Yeah, I'm telling you. I wish I had the opportunity to just call up Elon right now on a Zoom call and just say, hey, Elon, what's going on? Like, how are you doing? How are you feeling, right? Yeah, that would be awesome, you know, to do. Tesla Economics says, today's the day for some Tesla Kila. Congrats, Tesla and Elon Musk and long-term shareholders, S&P 500. Yeah, awesome day. Sophia says, amazing. Tesla stock up after hours on news of S&P 500 inclusion effective December 21st, 2020. So the stock was at 465. Yeah, so what's happening is kind of interesting. I'm going to go ahead and look at this press release here. So it says that Tesla will be added to the S&P 500 effective prior to the open of trading on Monday, December 21st to coincide with the December quarterly rebalance. Okay, so it's December 21st. It's like a month out. This is kind of unprecedented, in my opinion, to have such a long lead time. So here's what's going on. He says, due to the large size of the addition, S&P Dow Jones Indices is seeking feedback through a consultation to the investment community to determine if Tesla should be added all at once on the rebalance effective two separate tranches ending on the rebalance effective date. Yeah, so what's going on is they're saying like, hey, you know, should we add Tesla all at once, right, on December 21st, or should we kind of do it, you know, in steps, in two steps? And it seems like maybe before that and at that end date. So it's going to be interesting. The S&P 500, what they wanted to do was announce it first and then talk to the big funds, talk to big money, you know, big fund managers, say, hey, you know, what's your opinion? What's the best way forward? And so they'll make their decision. In my opinion, like stock price wise, I'm not really like going to make a call, you know, I mean, obviously S&P 500 is not going to be negative in my opinion. It's going to be positive, but who knows what that's going to look like, the trajectory of, you know, of demand. But there's been a lot of, you know, talk and I've gone on into in my channel too. There's just a lot of funds that need to now buy into the stock. They need to buy purchases or shares of Tesla to keep track or keep in track with the S&P 500 allocation. And because Tesla is such a large cap company with over $400 billion in market cap, they need to buy a big allocation to match, right, the allocation that the S&P 500 index has. And so that's the main reason for the large kind of demand and source of kind of potential price accumulation, appreciation. All right, James Stevenson says, breaking Tesla added to S&P 500 effective December 21st. Elon Musk recommends celebrating with not a flamethrower, sexy short shorts, Tesla tequila, and snake jazz and Polynesian elevator music, but not all at once. Yeah. And then Gary Black says, Tesla will get some volatility back, which should make it worthwhile to sell covered calls again. I will likely sell calls up 10 to 15% off of tomorrow's price with Friday's expiration. So Gary is talking about basically, you know, profiting from the rise up. You sell some covered calls. It's always risky in some ways if you're a super long-term holder to sell covered calls because sometimes the stock moves actually higher than you had expected and your calls might be get pulled away. But I think generally the idea, the gist of it is generally when you look at options, when you look at calls, there's a first standard deviation and a second standard deviation of moves. And that's what most of the option makers are pricing the moves to be. And oftentimes, most of the time, it doesn't move past the first standard deviation. Sometimes it moves to the second standard deviation, but rarely it goes beyond that. And so when you look at the movement of Tesla, if it moves up very fast, let's say to the second standard deviation, then the chances are it's not going to break out unless it does break out. A lot of technical language there, but basically, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. All right, guys. Yeah, I wanted to go ahead and just wrap up. And if you have any, you know, questions, or if you want any topics that you love, like me to talk about, just go ahead and add them in the comment section. After the live chat is over, just go ahead and add a comment. Please like the video. It helps get the word out. And we'll see you in my next video. I've got an interview by Lemonade CEO that I just did this morning. It was crazy fantastic. Totally appreciated his candid thoughts. And it's going to be just a mind-blowing interview, I think, for some people who are following that company. So just want to plug that. Subscribe to keep notified. And we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.